All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row. And on this episode, we are going to have the Warriors come out and play. It is Heidi Howitzer. How are you doing, Heidi?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. Excited for this weekend here in Colorado as we've got Rocky Mountain Pro Milestone Weekend. But we'll get to that in just a moment. So the first question for you out of the chute, how did you get introduced into this wacky world of professional wrestling?
Sure. So kind of an interesting and weird story for me. I can't say that some other women also come to it. My now fiance is actually Austin Reddick, the general manager of Rocky Mountain Pro. And he's been wrestling for over a decade now, and we started dating, I guess, about 3.5 years ago or so in Houston, Texas, and he was working for Booker T's ROW at the time. I was a wrestling fan, and I was going to indie shows, everything like that. I actually saw him wrestle on an indie show like a year before I even knew who he was or met him, so that was kind of weird. But so I was going to his wrestling shows, everything like that, when we started dating, enjoying that, heckling wrestlers, because that's my favorite thing to do. You've had to sit next to me in an audience, so you know. and you know, I really enjoyed watching from the sidelines when we were in Houston, but ROW was a good hour and a half without traffic in Houston from us, and there weren't really any other super strong schools that I was really thinking of at the time. Work was really keeping me busy. And then we moved out to Colorado last January. And so even though I wasn't wrestling, the last couple of years I have been powerlifting and doing strongman contests. So after a couple months in Colorado, you know, Austin Reddick had quasi-retired from wrestling. And I was trying to figure out a different athletic pursuit to kind of do outside of just the strength stuff. And I had one too many beers one day, and I said, don't make fun of me, but I think I want to learn how to wrestle. So he said, so he didn't make fun of me, which is shocking, and not that that stops him any other time. And we found the website for Rocky Mountain Pro. I shot Mercury Matt Yaden an email, and I said, hey, I want to learn how to wrestle. This is my background. And I showed up, and the rest is history.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to ask about that because Austin had mentioned that on a previous episode of RMP Radio. Cheap plug, since I am kind of the new host. But anyways, breaking news.
Hell yeah.
He was talking about that. He was looking to retire, and he said, oh, mentioned somebody, you know, wanted to get started, and he got pressured to continue his career.
Yeah, he was like, well, if you're gonna do it, I might as well. So now he's producing and writing the show and everything, so it's kind of crazy how much things have escalated just in the last year.
All right, so did you actually watch any of the, you know, WWE or anything like that beforehand, or was that kind of your introduction here with ROW?
So I had watched WWE in the past. I, unlike a lot of people, like, I liked wrestling as a kid, but I didn't really watch a lot of the older stuff when I was younger, which is great because now I get to watch all the older stuff and it's like it's all new. But I started watching wrestling probably in about 2011 or so. I specifically remember my favorite faction at the time was, to give you an idea of the time range, was Dolph Ziggler with AJ Lee and Big E. I'm a huge Big E fan. The whole, oh, I got the mic now, that time period. So I just flipped on the TV one day, and that was on there. I was like, well, this is ridiculous and entertaining. I'm going to sit and watch this. So unlike most people, I didn't really come into wrestling until probably my early 20s.
Okay.
I had two buddies that were huge wrestling marks, and they started taking me to the local VFW shows and stuff like that. And it was great because I'd eat cheap food, drink cheap beer, and like I said, yell at the wrestlers. Great time. So definitely had a lot more, I think, exposure to more like the the indie scene even more so than like the WWE stuff in the beginning.
Oh, okay, cool, very cool. All right, but so do you have any? Well, did you have any favorites when it came to the big guys, the you know the big promotions to watch?
Yes. So just in general, so like I said, I love Big E, but I'm more like so old school guys. I love Vader. I love Legion of Doom, Road Warriors, which is probably pretty obvious from my gimmick. I really like Dr. Death, Steve Williams, and I also. As far as current wrestling, I'm a huge fan of the Revival. I will say all the terrible things about Scott Dawson. Not like terrible bad, just terrible inappropriate. So I love tag team wrestling. That's probably my favorite. I'd love to get more like women's tag team wrestling going. I'm glad that that's starting to like see kind of a resurgence as well.
Oh, cool, cool. That's very interesting to know. So, were you all along when you got into this? Were you thinking that you were gonna do the, you know, we're gonna break the fourth wall a little bit, but to do the gimmick that you're on right now, the kind of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome style,
oh, man.
Like Road Warriors?
Not at all. Oh. Which it's great because that's what's so much fun about just wrestling and creating your character in general. When I started, and it's great because if you first start, when I kind of start making like little run-in appearances and stuff, and like my first like promo pictures, I'm like just doing like the old school strongman look. So I've got a singlet, no knee pads, the boots, no war paint, and just yeah, was trying to the whole strongman thing. Honestly, when I first started, I thought I would probably get booked as a heel just because of the whole powerhouse thing, which clearly has not been the case. And I, you know, I started doing that. I actually originally wanted to do like, I'm a big fantasy nerd, and I originally wanted to do like a whole like kind of Viking barbarian gimmick, but I saw that Hunter Gray had been on the show, and I didn't want to have like the same thing going on. So that's when I did the strongman thing. And then one day I asked Austin Reddick, I was like, hey, would it be cool if I like put on that? And he goes, yep, but if you're going to do it, you have to do it every single time. So I said, okay. So I did that. And like basically as soon as the war paint went on, that's when it evolved into the whole Mad Max thing. I love all of that post-apocalyptic stuff, and it really gets to blend all of that whole like female warrior type thing into it. And it's just kind of evolved from there. I've slowly been able to kind of work in that. You know, I'd love to say I'm this big badass, but I'm not. I'm just a huge fucking cheese ball. So it's kind of turned into that too.
All right. Yeah. So, hey, let's talk about that for just a moment. Rocky Mountain Pro, every once in a while has their events at the Alamo Draft House. And one of these movies that they showed was Mad Max, Fury Road. I forget. Did you actually get to wrestle at that event?
No, I wanted to so badly, and I can't remember. I can't remember if I was out of town for work or if I was out of town for something. But either way, I wasn't there. I was like, of course, the one show where there like needs to be
yes.
a Heidi Howitzer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, darn. I just was thinking that. Well, you know, I suspect there's probably more Alamo Draft House shows in the future, and maybe. They can finagle original Mad Max or, you know, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome or something like that.
Oh, I would be in heaven.
If a print's available, of course, you know, with movies aging, it's, you know, it's time to start getting those all digitized so that we can save them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the nice thing about Alamo is they always show those old classics too, which is great. That's half the fun of that place.
Yeah, and speaking of that, one movie that you kind of schooled me on because I had never seen it was Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
And I caught just from the audience, actually a lot of people were there just to see the movie because they didn't know that Rocky Mountain Pro was holding a wrestling event before the show. And so I'm hoping that we got a couple more fans just because of that. So if the powers that be are listening, might be a good idea to kind of put a little more, just extra little thought into what movies to choose and see if we can introduce a new crop of fans and get them out to the shows.
Oh, for sure. Because there's so much crossover between those kinds of, the people who like those kinds of movies and the people who like wrestling, they might not know they like wrestling yet. but they will.
Okay, so let's get into the your first match. What were you feeling like, going into it? Did you know you were having your first match, and all that kind of stuff like that?
Oh God. So I'm like a giant ball of nerves normally, just on a day-to-day basis. And it was end of August. So I had like done some run-in spots. I've been out there with Chongo, that kind of thing, because I like kind of played his manager type role for a while. But it was the last Romero show of the season last year, so very end of October. And I had no idea it was going to be wrestling but for whatever reason, I want to say it was one of the girls who was supposed to come dropped out, couldn't make it, what have you. And Matt Yaden and Austin Reddick were at TwitchCon, so they were out of town. So it was just the Good Brothers, LCG. They were running things, which is always interesting. And it was a last minute, oh, hey, Sarah, you're going to be, sorry, Heidi, you're going to be in a tag match. And it was me and Allie Gatto versus Shade and Bentley Powell. And I was really busy trying not to poop myself out of just sheer anxiety and fear the whole time. Super nerve-wracking. It was not good. It was not a good match, but I got out there and I did it, you know. I got through it. I think I took all the heat in that tag match too, which made it even just even more messy. Before that, like my first debut with Rocky Mountain Pro, I came out at Rack House just to run out and body slam Aria Aurora, and exact same thing. I was just so dang nervous. I mean, I still get nervous before matches now, but most of the time it's like right before the match, or if it's like a big opponent, or I've got a lot of things I know I want to do in that match, then I get some more anxiety that's stretched out. But for the most part now, at least it's like right before I go through the curtain.
Okay, I got you. I got you. All right. So from there, you kind of evolved into the Road Warriors mesh, Mad Max Thunderdome kind of style, stuff like that. And so what so far who have like been your like favorite opponents to work against, and maybe even tag, what's your favorite partners to work with?
Sure. So tagging, I love tagging with Abaddon. We're actually tagging tonight. So if you're coming to the show, which I'm guessing you are, you get to see us in tag action, some power and gory. And I really loved when we did our show at the Summit. I got to tag with Jenna Von Muscles and Abaddon, and that was a blast. Jenna should hopefully be back down here in about a month. She makes me look tiny. She's like 6'1". She's awesome. So which I'm not used to. I mean, I'm not super tall, but I definitely am not used to being dwarfed, that's for sure. And then as far as people to wrestle, so I love wrestling Kip Rascal. He's infinitely fun to throw around like a rag doll. And that is one nice thing about like my size, is occasionally I get to go in there and wrestle the guys, which I love. And then I really, really like wrestling against Simone Lockhart. I think we have a lot of chemistry in the ring, and we just always have a really good time.
Okay, well, okay, now speaking of that, you kind of have started, let's say, a little bit of a group, a family, and you're kind of, kind of getting at Simone Lockhart there a little bit, and so Simone's, of course, Simone's getting it from Abaddon as well, so she's kind of getting it from all sides. Is this just everybody's eyeing that Lockett's championship or what?
We want that belt. It's a pretty belt. It looked really, really nice on me. But I guess I'd have to go through Abaddon first if she manages to get her sludgy hands on it on Sunday. But no, it's the belt. I mean, she just won the Triple L championship as well, so she's got both belts. Two belts is too many. She needs to goes.
Yeah. And she has recently put a photo up online on her social media with both belts. So she's kind of putting herself out there.
Yeah, she definitely is. I mean, she's definitely created a challenge for all of us, and unfortunately, it's hard because so frequently she's got one of her cronies, Bruce Wayans, out there with her and creates a distraction, or she always finds some way to win,
Yeah,
which is respectable, if not enjoyable.
right. All right. So, right now, what are your kind of aspirations? You just want to, I know that you have even gone out of state to a couple different promotions or promotion. But right now, what are your aspirations to do? Just kind of keep up with the status quo, or?
Sure. So I'm kind of, I guess, a slightly different case than some of our people. So in real life, breaking the fourth wall, I've got a pretty solid job and, make good money doing that. I really enjoy it. So I'm not looking to, like, don't get me wrong, if WWE called, I'd be like, oh, hi, but I'm not looking to necessarily get to on that level, but I would love to work a lot of those bigger indie shows. I know I really want to go to another one of those Rise seminars, try to get on their roster, do the Rise, Shimmer, all of that stuff. It'd be great to get, on one of those Women of Honor shows eventually, do stuff like that. I would absolutely love to go to Japan at some point. I'd really like, my goal is just like the big indie promotions. I think that's what I'd really like to do. But I mean, at the same time, I say that, and it's great because Rocky Mountain Pro has kind of become a big indie promotion. I mean, I think so. I had that tag match at the end of October, and I had my first singles match on TV here at the end of January. And I think I've had probably 40 matches since then, which is just crazy because normally, if you're learning how to wrestle or you're in your first year of wrestling, I mean, you're lucky if you're wrestling once a month. If you hustle, you might be able to wrestle every other weekend, but all us girls at Rocky Mountain Pro are wrestling almost on a weekly basis.
Right, yeah, definitely. Do you have any right now? Do you have any like opponents that you would like to get into the ring with? Anybody you get your eye on, and that can happen anytime, anyhow, any place?
Oh man, anytime, anyhow, any place. Who would I want to wrestle? All right, I'm thinking. So, shoot, I wish I knew this question was coming so I could think about it. So I will say, I'm super jealous of Bentley Powell because she gets to wrestle Delilah Doom at Respect this coming month. And mostly because Delilah Doom was the first like female indie wrestler I saw who was good and could go. And that was like really eye-opening for me. And it was she's based out of Texas. I saw her at Inspire Pro in Austin. And I don't know, that was really awesome. So I mean that'd be great. Aside from that, it'd be fun to get to wrestle someone bigger than me. I don't really get to do that unless I'm wrestling one of the guys. So I'd love to wrestle Jenna Von Muscles. I mean, I don't know what I would do for offense at all because I don't know what to do with my hands if I can't pick someone up. I'm like, oh God, please don't beat me up. So now we all know Heidi Howitzer's weakness is just get bigger muscle. But then at the higher level, I mean, absolute dream match that will never in a million years happen. Mako Satomura out of Japan. She's like murder mom. She's the best. I love her so much. But yeah, she runs all, does all the Sendai girls and the Joshi style. So yeah, that would definitely be the dream match.
All right. Well, you had just mentioned Respect Women's Wrestling. How is that working in that promotion? Versus like Rocky Mountain Pro, and is it great to have a promotion there that's dedicated just to the women?
Oh, I love it. It's so much fun. And honestly, one of the best parts is the fact that because it is dedicated to just the women, all the guys on the roster if not all of them, a pretty large portion of them show up,
Right.
drink way too much, and they're super rowdy, and they cheer us on, and they get to have fun, and it's fun to put on a show for everybody who, you know, it's always fun going to a wrestling show when you aren't working it. So it's fun getting to put on that entertainment piece of it. And I love that venue. Herman's is awesome. It's always packed. It's always loud. I can say the F word because it's not on TV. No, it's fun. I mean, yeah. I mean, you saw whenever I got to wrestle Abaddon there, we get a lot sillier with it. So I came out with Nerf guns and did a whole Monster Hunter thing and tribute to Ash versus the Evil Dead. It was a blast.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's cool. And you've pretty much been at every show, I believe, right?
Yes, sir. The only one I missed was the very first one.
Right.
I was doing the Rise seminar in Houston with Ali Gatto, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember the very first one. I remember talking to Ali about that, and she had to miss the first one too. But ever since then, you know, it's taken off. So, and you know, there's a good amount of names, you know, that come in for it. So, you know, I suspect you'd probably be able to work with hopefully somebody, you know, incoming talent. In one of
oh
shows.
Yeah, and that's one thing that's great. I mean, Nick Gosser, he's, you know, the promoter along with Matt, and he's awesome at just bringing in girls to work with, and it's great because even if you don't get, let's say you're not working with them, you don't have a match with them, you still get to share a locker room with them, and you get to talk to them, network, get that experience, and ask them questions, which, you know, it's you don't get in a lot of places.
Right.
At least
right.
Until you've hit a certain level anyway. So
yeah.
It's nice getting that relatively new.
Yeah. All right. So are we going to see maybe, speaking of, you know, Nick Gosser and everything, that he also is the owner and promoter of Lucha Libre and Laughs. We're going to see maybe Heidi Howitzer in there somewhere?
Yeah, maybe you should keep an eye out at the Summer of Sleaze on August 2nd. There hasn't been an announcement yet, but maybe keep your eyes peeled. Because you might see a certain broad warrior there in attendance.
Oh, breaking news, people. Breaking news, listeners.
I'm super excited. I wanted to put that promotion for so long.
Yeah, and I just think Heidi will do so well in there because it's, you know, it's the comedy, you know, and you got the announcers doing live commentary. So, and I can just see Heidi feeding so well into that environment.
Oh, I can't wait. I honestly, so back when we lived in Houston, I did a couple amateur nights and like stand up and I'd love to even do that show as part of the comedy portion, but I'll take whatever I can get. So I'm thrilled.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, Heidi, what do you have coming up like in the very near future, maybe even say this Rocky Mountain Pro Milestone weekend?
Sure. So a couple things I can talk about. So tonight at the Quarry, Jefferson County Fairgrounds at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, there's our plug. I will be in a tag match again with Abaddon, accompanied by my young protege, Trina, against the champion, the champ, Simone Lockhart and Bentley Powell. And then, so that should be a great match. That'll be a lot of fun. Like I mentioned earlier, love tag matches. So can't wait for that. And then, tomorrow actually at the Rack House, I have a singles match against Simone Lockhart. So hopefully I get her tonight and tomorrow night, but at least I got two chances either way. So we'll see what happens there. I'm not sure what we'll be doing at Romero Saturday night. And unfortunately, I am not on the card for Milestone this year. But you know what? That's okay because that Lockettes match we have is going to be absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, Heidi, before I let you go, if people wanted to follow up with you on social media, where could they do that?
Sure. So you can find me on most outlets at Thunderdome Style. Spelled like it sounds, except for on Twitter, there, Thunderdome Style normally was taken. And so there's no, that first E. So the E in Thunder, there's no E in my Thunderdome Style for Twitter. Aside from that, on Facebook, you can find me at Heidi Howitzer. And but yeah, Instagram is usually a good place to follow me. That's where I've got a lot of both my gimmick stuff as well as a lot of pictures and videos of my dogs and various other things. So normally I'd say, yeah, Facebook and Instagram are probably your best bet. Twitter is I'm not as active there.
All right, cool. All right. Once again, Heidi, thanks for coming on. And of course, time this recording, I guess I'll catch you up in a few hours.
Sounds great. Hey, I can't wait to see you. We always look forward to seeing you there. It's nice to see a familiar face.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, a big thank you to Heidi Howitzer for coming on to the podcast on this episode and introducing herself to all of the listeners. So, if you guys haven't figured it out by now, it is a very exciting weekend here in Colorado as it is Rocky Mountain Pro Milestone Weekend. And as of the time of this recording, and here in a few hours, we are going to have Supercharged from Golden, Colorado, in the quarry at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. Then on Friday, we have the Rocky Mountain Pro Experience at the Rack House, going to get Rack House rowdy. Then on Saturday, we're heading up to Lafayette, going up to Romero's at the outdoor venue there and having an exciting time. And then we're going to cap off the weekend with Milestone 9, the Big Daddy, as Chongo said in the previous episode, from the Summit Music Hall in Denver. Now, if you guys haven't figured out by now, you want to get tickets, rmpwrestling.com. You want to save money on your Milestone ticket, hit up your favorite wrestler, maybe even like Heidi or announcer or commentator. And I think even some of the referees have tickets, and you can save the service fees basically. Hey, a few dollars here, a few dollars there, you know? What the heck? Anyways, I want to thank you all for listening to this great milestone series of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. And thank you all for listening and having fun wrestling with altitude.